news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump is reportedly still seething over Tuesday's testimony of the nation's intelligence chiefs at an annual congressional hearing on global security threats.
We know the president was angry because you can tell just from the tweets he sent around 6 a.m. as he watched the highlights, essentially, of those intelligence chiefs testifying on Capitol Hill. But what's new tonight is we're learning that the president singled out the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, specifically during his morning rant about that coverage of what had transpired yesterday. Now, he didn't name Dan Coats in those tweets this morning, but according to two people familiar with what the president said today, he was going after Dan Coats specifically and was very angry about the snippets of the interview that aired where Dan Coats was saying that it's unlikely that North Korea would ever give up its nuclear weapons. Now, that goes against what the president has said. He knows what Dan Coats' feelings on that are because Dan Coats is part of that intelligence briefing that the president gets regularly. But what we're told is the president was more frustrated by the coverage here. Those TV chyrons, those newspaper headlines that said the intelligence chiefs had contradicted him on this.
Trump showed his ire and his ignorance on Twitter Wednesday morning, tweeting, "The intelligence people seem to be extremely passive and naive when it comes to the dangers of Iran. They are wrong. When I became president, Iran was making trouble all over the Middle East and beyond. Since ending the terrible Iran nuclear deal, they are much different, but a source of potential danger and conflict. Their economy is now crashing, which is the only thing holding them back. Be careful of Iran. Perhaps intelligence should go back to school." In response to Trump's incredible missive, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wrote a letter to the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, imploring him to do the impossible and educate the president.
Senator Schumer's letter to Director Coats says, "President Trump's criticisms of the testimony you and the other intelligence leaders provided to Congress yesterday was extraordinarily inappropriate and will undermine public confidence in the U.S. government's efforts to protect our national security and preserve U.S. power and influence abroad. I believe it is incumbent on you, Director Wray and Director Haspel, to insist on an immediate meeting with the president to educate him about the facts and raw intelligence underlying the intelligence community assessments, and to impress upon him how critically important it is for him to join you and the leadership of our intelligence community in speaking with a unified, accurate voice about national security threats. He is putting your colleagues in an untenable position and hurting the national interest in the process. You must find a way to make that clear to him. Educate him. In other words, do the impossible. Do what no one has ever been able to do."
Senate Democrats introduced a bill Wednesday that, among other things, would make Election Day a federal holiday. But on the Senate floor, Mitch McConnell balked at the idea, admitting that if it were, Republicans would lose elections. MSNBC's Chris Hayes explains.
Mitch McConnell is pretty upset that Democrats are trying to make it easier for people to vote. First piece of legislation House Democrats have introduced, H.R. 1, would simplify voter registration, reform gerrymandering, and create a federal holiday for Election Day, among other provisions. McConnell has already written a very angry op-ed about this horrible offense, and today he took to the floor to continue hammering on the theme.
"Just what America needs, another paid holiday and a bunch of government workers being paid to go out and work, I assume our colleagues on the other side, on their campaigns. This is the Democrat plan to restore democracy?"
Ah, yes. What could be worse than giving people a day off on Election Day so they can vote? How nefarious.
At the risk of being redundant, it's cold out there. Thanks to a breakdown in the polar vortex, the Midwest is being flooded with record cold air. Chicago hit its all-time record low of 27 below zero. At least 10 deaths are linked to the extreme weather this week. More than 4,800 flights have been canceled. Schools are closed. Mail delivery is suspended. Blood drives are called off. And in Chicago, commuter train service is setting tracks on fire for safety. Remember this? It was July of 2017 when Donald Trump made this grand pronouncement.
"Foxconn will invest in southeast Wisconsin while a larger facility is constructed over the coming years. And that facility will be about the biggest there is anywhere. The company's initial investment of more than $10 billion will create up to 13,000 jobs in the very near future.
Well, like everything else Trump has promised, this one's not happening either. Despite $4 billion in tax breaks in exchange for a promise to build flat-screen panels at a Wisconsin plant and hire up to 13,000 workers, the electronics manufacturer is changing its plans. Foxconn says it can't compete with lower-cost flat panel plants elsewhere in the world, so it's going to create a technology hub in Wisconsin instead of a factory. 3/4 of the jobs will be in research, development, and design, rather than the blue-collar manufacturing jobs Trump promised when the deal was announced. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.